Millions of people around the world rely on WhatsApp to send encrypted messages and make phone calls. Back in May, around 1,400 users received a mysterious video call. It installed malware on their phones, whether they answered the call or not. WhatsApp says it now knows who was behind this, an Israeli cyber intelligence company called NSO. WhatsApp filed a complaint in U.S. federal court against the company this week. John Scott Railton helped WhatsApp chase down people who were attacked. He's a senior researcher at Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto.
Well, there are two discoveries here. One is the discovery made by Citizen Lab, and the other, a discovery made by WhatsApp. Talking about WhatsApp for a second, they had been looking into the possibility that weird things were going on in the way that their app connected calls, and they found something. And what they found was that a private spyware company had been deploying this technology for hacking telephones through WhatsApp. So that doesn't mean hacking WhatsApp messages. That means leveraging WhatsApp to deliver a malicious payload. WhatsApp then closed the vulnerability and told the world about it. Then over the past several months, Citizen Lab volunteered to work with WhatsApp to try to understand who was targeted.
Can you name any of them, the organizations or types of people, or are you keeping mum on that?
What I can tell you is that the victims included human rights defenders, journalists investigating official corruption, broadcast journalists working on international issues, prominent women in multiple countries who were the victims of cyber violence. In other words, a who's who of the kind of people that authoritarian states want to bug if they get the ability to do so.
And were they being targeted in particular countries, or was it people all over the world?
It was people all over the world. The cases that we're talking about today include targets in over 20 countries in four continents.
And what kind of countries? Is there a common theme to any of them?
I would say that the most common theme is actually among the victims, which is these are people who have often pushed back against authoritarian or unaccountable official behavior and been rewarded by being targeted for it.
Now, WhatsApp is accusing NSO Group, an Israeli-based cyber intelligence company, of committing the attack. Who and what is NSO?
NSO Group is a firm that sells to governments, they claim, the ability to remotely hack and monitor telephones. They've been doing this for a while, and for as long as they really have been active, Citizen Lab and researchers at Amnesty International have been finding cases where their powerful products get abused to target members of civil society, like human rights defenders and journalists. The product that they sell, that they're most well known for, is something called Pegasus. And Pegasus is basically a technology for turning a telephone in your pocket into a spy in your pocket. It can read your encrypted messages, listen to your encrypted phone calls, siphon off your personal photographs, and also do things like quietly activating the microphone while your phone is in your pocket.
Now, is it even legal for NSO Group to produce such technology?
Well, this is a great question. And the world of companies like NSO that peddle this sort of spyware has this interesting and, until yesterday, quite unaccountable niche, which is, on the one hand, they claim that because they're selling to governments, we should trust them. At the same time, when their products get abused, they say, well, this was our government customers doing this. Don't look at us. But they're quick to cite successes, of course, never with any detail. WhatsApp's lawsuit yesterday basically pierces that bubble and says, first of all, NSO was directly involved in these cases. And second of all, you can't be unaccountable if you sell this kind of powerful technology with this potential for being used and abused.
How pervasive is this Pegasus technology? I mean, how worried should we be?
I think we can assume that the actual use of this kind of technology, although not spectacular, is quite a bit larger than the companies would have us believe, which should make us all extremely concerned.
John Scott Railton is a senior researcher at Citizen Lab at the University of Toronto. Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you so much.